on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I promised I'd let you hear from John Kennedy. He is a Louisiana senator who I think would make a great vice presidential candidate. He always comes up with something really clever. And in this particular clip, he comes up with three really clever zingers. He was on with Martha McCallum yesterday. And his reaction to Wednesday's Senate committee hearing relative to girls having to play with boys on women's athletic teams and to allow them to dress in the same locker room. This is just bizarre. This is John Kennedy yesterday with Martha McCallum.
Natalie Gaines got a big opportunity today, and she was in front of the microphone giving emotional testimony on Capitol Hill, saying that she not only had to compete against a biological man in her swim competition, but she also had to share the locker rooms.
I'll set the scene. A swimming locker room is not a place of modesty. You're undressing, you're fully exposed, and we were forced to take off our swimsuit in front of a man who was doing the exact same thing. If nothing else, I truly hope how you can see this as a violation of our right to privacy and how some of us have felt uncomfortable, embarrassed, and even traumatized by this experience.
Louisiana Senator John Kennedy was at the hearing, and he joins me now. Senator, always good to see you. Thank you for joining us. Mm-hmm. We also showed, heading to the break, your back and forth with an endocrinologist who you challenged on the question of the abilities of biological male athletes versus female athletes. Go ahead.
Well, my Democratic colleagues called a hearing today. They invited three of their witnesses to convince the American people that it's okay for males to compete against females in sports. I have to say, there was a sort of a Alice in Wonderland weirdness about the whole hearing. For example, one of my Democratic colleagues' witnesses testified that there are three biological sexes and an infinite number of genders. I've heard better answers on the dating game. Here is the way I think most Americans look at it. Number one, in America, you should be who you are. Number two, generally speaking, it's not acceptable to discriminate against someone because of an immutable characteristic unless there are good reasons. For example, it's okay to tell a 13-year-old that he can't drive. That's discrimination on the basis of age, but there's an acceptable reason. Number four, unless you think there's an award for being stupid, you know that there are two biological sexes, male and female, and males have a physical advantage over females. And if you allow males who claim or pretend to claim that they are female to compete in women's sports, the male's going to win every time, and it will destroy women's sports. Point five, to Ms. Gaines' point, I do not think, I won't speak to her situation, but I'll speak to a related one. I do not believe that a 12-year-old boy who claims or pretends to claim that he is a woman has a moral or constitutional right to change and display his penis to a 12-year-old girl in a female junior high locker room.
John Kennedy is just absolutely priceless. He is absolutely amazing. And dealing with a very, very sensitive subject. But I thought he did a great job with Martha McCallum last night on Fox News Channel. It was just really, really good. And by the way, the Demo Rats, why they would schedule Riley Gaines, I mean, a powerful, powerful witness. And again, this was the Republicans who I'm sure invited Riley Gaines. But it's incredible to me how these people think they can get away with this. Gentlemen, Jim, you've got some numbers that I think are interesting. Give me what you got.
Well, they say that the high end of when we talk about the testosterone levels, they say that the low end of the male spectrum would be around an 8. The males would range from testosterone levels from 8 up to about 30. And females would range from 0.4 up to 2. So if those numbers are correct, Kevin, then the low end of the male spectrum is still 4 times more than what the high end of the female spectrum is, if those numbers are true, which I remember reading in an article about this very subject, I don't know, maybe 6 or 8 months ago.
That has not changed. That will not change.
Right.
It's just incredible what's going on out there. They're trying to remake our society, and they're doing it in ways that I think Americans are going to end up, and I really believe this. I think Americans are going to end up rejecting this whole woke stuff. Anyway, stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Coming up, Nigel Innes. Always has a way of putting things in perspective, even the tragedy out in the North Atlantic. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, we're creeping up on rush hour, 1 minute at a time, and it already looks like rush hour on Interstate 15 northbound at Sunset. You're pretty much bumper to bumper through there. Also, slow flow is 15 southbound at Flamingo. Remember that Frank Sinatra exit ramp is closed on 15 North, and the Tropicana exit ramp is closed on 15 South, all part of that $305 million Tropicana construction zone area. Watch for accidents right now. Alta at Rampart, Harmon at Sand Hill, Rancho at Bonanza. And remember the emergency paving going on today on Lake Mead Parkway. That's from Goldaway to Lake Las Vegas.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. The Dodgers shut out the Angels 2-0 in Anaheim on Wednesday. Freddie Freeman hit his 14th homer of the season off Shohei Ohtani in the fourth. Seven relievers combined on a two-hitter. It was LA's second straight shutout victory over the Angels. Ohtani pitched seven innings of five-hit ball with two walks and 12 strikeouts. The Guardians beat the A's 7-6 in Cleveland. Rookie Bo Naylor scored the go-ahead run in the eighth on a throwing error. Oakland drops to an MLB worst, 19-57. The A's have lost seven in a row. The Giants beat the Padres 4-2 to extend their winning streak to 10 games. Jock Peterson and Mike Yastrzemski had RBI singles. San Francisco turned four double plays to keep their longest winning streak since 2004 intact. Trent Grisham had a pair of hits and an RBI for the Padres. San Diego's lost 5-7. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off Super Paint products and Super Deck stains June 16th through the 26th. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Turn your home into restricted airspace. Tell incoming flights you want them diverted. The new Raid Essentials light trap plugs into the wall and uses light to attract, then trap flying insects like fruit flies and mosquitoes. Its 24/7 continuous attraction provides insecticide-free protection that's people and pet friendly. Consider air service interrupted. New Raid Essentials light trap, insecticide-free protection.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpalis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. And we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
One thing I like about Niger Innes is when I ask him a question about policy or stuff like that, I never quite know what I'm going to get in return. Niger Innes, for those of you that don't know, is a civil rights leader. He is a conservative activist. He is a national spokesperson for the Congress of Racial Equality. And believe it or not, he's conservative. And he joins us on our show from time to time. He fills in for me. I love having him on. And I had a chance to visit with him earlier, and this was right after the Coast Guard announced that those five crew members had perished in the Titan. And I asked him for his thoughts on losing the Titan in the North Atlantic.
It is a terrible, horrific way to end. You could have nightmares about how these folk must have died. And I feel very, very sad, and all the prayers to the families of those who apparently have been lost. I don't think this story is over. I think, quite frankly, there could be a massive lawsuit against the company that went through this expedition. From what I've been told, they were warned in advance that this was a dangerous thing, that should dangerous voyage that should not be engaged, and yet they did. So I think there's going to be a massive lawsuit against the company responsible for this exploration.
As long as we're into current events, the president today met with Prime Minister Modi of India. This is a country that has refused to follow the UN and censure Russia for the war in Ukraine. There are serious, serious human rights violations relative to religious minorities. It begs the question, what is the Biden doctrine when it comes to foreign policy? Have you been able to scope that out?
I really haven't. And it does seem to be that his first term, and let's pray that it is only a first term, but that his first term is essentially going to be dominated by the de facto new Cold War that we have, and proxy war that we have against Russia in Ukraine. And I welcome Modi. I'm a big, big India file. I've been an India file for 30 years, if not longer, because I felt, you know, even 30 years ago when U.S. multinationals were tripping over themselves to get to China and cut a deal with China, I felt that China was the emerging threat and rival to the United States. And that we should have been building bonds with India even stronger than they've been and than they are for a long, long time. It's the world's largest democracy. It is a very U.S. friendly country. And by the way, in terms of population, it is predicted that within the next 10 to 20 years, India's population could very well surpass China because of China's anti-life program and one-child policy, which they finally decided to reverse. So I'm a huge India fan, and I'm a huge Modi fan. Now, I do think that Modi's leanings to Hindu nationalism is unfortunate. I think I have nothing wrong with the word nationalist, and I have nothing wrong with Indian nationalism, but Indian nationalism should be under that umbrella of Indian nationalism should be not just Hindus, but Muslims, Christians, Jews that are in India. They should all be under that umbrella and building a brotherhood and a pro-India nationalism that I think would be a lot less harmful to religious minorities. And by the way, Kevin, you're right. A lot of AOC, the usual suspects, AOC and Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar are boycotting Modi because of what they see as human rights oppressions in India. It's interesting that they seem that those three seem to be silent, though, about radical, extreme Hamas elements in Palestine using innocent human beings, including children, as human shields.
Nigel Innes joining a civil rights leader, conservative activist, and national spokesperson for the Congress of Racial Equality. There is more evidence growing by the day, it seems, that indicates criminal behavior by the Biden crime family. What do you make of what we're hearing from FBI whistleblowers, the fact that Hunter Biden gets a free pass from the Department of Justice? What do you make of all this?
Well, let me take that in parts. First of all, let's deal with the Hunter sweetheart deal. I mean, Joe Biden and liberal Democrats should never utter the word gun control again. You cannot have a hypocritical, disgustingly hypocritical policy of disarming legal gun owners and those that legally want to defend themselves, defend their community, defend their family, that don't have a criminal record, while at the same time being the beneficiary of a sweetheart deal that gives Hunter Biden a slap on the wrist for engaging in the illegal gun trade. That's what people forget. Hunter Biden engaged in the illegal gun trade by purchasing a gun illegally that he was not entitled to and legally allowed to have because he was a drug addict. I mean, come on. How can you be so hypocritical? You want to disarm decent Americans, legal Americans that legally want to arm themselves, while at the same time your son gets away for engaging in the illegal gun trade, which is exactly what he did. So I'm disgusted by this sweetheart deal. I do think that Republicans should do a lot less talking about Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family and a lot more keeping your head down, get your ducks in a row, and then come out with something that's concrete and that is clear to the American people that there's some corruption, that there's some sweetheart deals that should be investigated. But, I have to be honest with you, Kevin, I was a little disappointed with the Durham testimony at Congress. You know, the liberals are opening champagne bottles because the perception, I'm not saying the reality, but the perception, the large perception, is that Durham investigation ended up creating a nothing burger.
Well, And that begs the question. Jim Jordan and James Comer and people like that, they come on Hannity almost every night or one of the other Fox programs. And I keep wanting somebody to say, well, when are you going to subpoena Hunter Biden? When are you going to subpoena the FBI whistleblowers? When are you going to file articles of impeachment against the president? And I don't get a satisfactory answer. I get a lot of hemming and hawing, but I don't see any indictments. I don't see anything. Articles of impeachment. What about it,
Kevin? You are so right, and you are just echoing my sentiments and feelings. You remember that Wendy's commercial? You and I are old enough, and you, me, and Jim are old enough to remember that that classic Wendy's commercial in the 1980s, where, you know, she's comparing this older lady, like a grandmother, really sweet looking lady, is comparing Wendy's fat burgers to other hamburgers. I think McDonald's was their target, and she's opening up the Big Mac or the quarter pounder, and she's looking at the meat and the bun, and she goes, "Where is the beef?"
We are old enough to remember that. Son of a gun.
That was a classic commercial, and that's what I keep saying, you know, and keep thinking about Republicans making a lot of noise about Hillary Clinton, making a lot of noise about Joe Biden, and a lot of noise about Hunter Biden, a lot of noise about the corruption. And then it ends up, the American people end up asking, where's the beef? You know, and so I couldn't agree with you more on that. These guys need to do a lot less appearances on our buddy Hannity's program and a little more, dotting the I's, crossing the T's, and getting something done.
I agree with Nigel Innes. I agree wholeheartedly with Nigel Innes. Coming up on the program, we'll talk about at least one of the people they were talking about Nigel Innes, Jim Jordan, James Comer. We'll let you hear from at least one of those coming up in our next segment. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If your bank account is causing you headaches, switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Is your hair thinning, hairline receding? Do you want to regrow thick, natural, healthy hair? Look, we all have to deal with hair loss, especially as we age. But you don't have to sit back and let it happen. Listen to what Marcy did with the help of Harem's Botanical Hair Serum.
Well, I started using it about 4 or 5 months ago, and 2 or 3 months into it, I just kind of noticed one day I saw all of this extra hair growth around my widow's peak. That hair growth is probably about 5 inches, all in that area that used to have absolutely no hair at all. I don't think I'll ever stop using it.
If you want to regrow thick, natural, healthy hair, then order your Harem solution today. Harem contains 17 botanical actives proven safe and most effective in generating new hair growth and darkening gray hair. Return to the full, natural, and youthful hair color you want. For more information, go to greatlifenow.com. That's greatlifenow.com.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
it's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
Youth and young adult, education, employment, behavioral and mental health. Find resources for youth in your community. Free and confidential help is here 24/7. Download the Youth app for yourself, a friend, or your family. Text your zip code to 898-211. Call 211, visit Nevada211.org, or chat with a specialist on our website. Get connected. Get help.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour of Live and Local brought to you by RevRex. Before you or your small business is audited by the IRS and those 87,000 armed agents, beat them to the punch with RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. I promised I'd let you hear from James Comey. He was on with Hannity last night. The Hunter Biden plea deal will not stop his investigation. Here it is.
It's a double standard. Anyone else in America whose last name isn't Biden or Clinton would have gone to jail, and they would have gone to jail 3 or 4 years ago for what Hunter Biden did. The FBI, the DOJ, the IRS, none of those government agencies have looked into anything with the Bidens. My sources tell me that they were told to stand down at all of these agencies. They hope to run out the statute of limitations. And they hope that the Democrats would retain control of the House of Representatives and the Senate, so this would just go away. They knew they had the media that would get their backs, and they never thought that there would be a scenario where there would be a Republican committee like the House Oversight Committee, which Jim Jordan's on, that would be uncovering all of the fraud that I believe the FBI, many in the IRS, and many of the DOJ knew the Bidens were doing all along.
All right. Now, I think Americans want to know tonight that this sweetheart deal that Biden's DOJ gave his son Hunter that will not have any jail time. I think Americans want to know that you're going to follow every single dime, find out how much money this family did in business with all these foreign countries and entities, how much money they made in profit, and whether or not Joe benefited from it, and whether or not actions were taken as is suggested in that 1023 form. Actions taken by then Vice President Joe Biden in exchange for family money.
Yes, sir. What happened yesterday with the plea deal, that will not affect our investigation one bit. This was in December when we announced the investigation and is today in June an investigation of Joe Biden. We are following the money. We've already followed many bank accounts, many bank transfers, bank wires that happened from China to the Biden family through the shell companies that were then laundered down to the Biden family members. The same thing happened in Romania. We're starting to get bank records now from Ukraine and Russia. And there are 3 or 4 other countries. You mentioned some earlier, Sean, that we're desperately working to get those bank records, to find those shell accounts. And we're going to expose the Bidens for the schemes that they committed. And we are going to also bring people in very soon that will be under deposition that are going to tell the story of what role Joe Biden played in this. Joe Biden was integrally involved. He was a central figure in the whole Biden family influence peddling schemes. And unfortunately for Joe Biden, the Republican majority in the House will continue to expose the truth and present the facts to the American people and to the media, even though most media outlets aren't reporting it. We're going to continue to expose the truth. And I think that there will be a time very soon
when this family will finally be held accountable.
And you believe you already have identified 9 Biden family members that have gotten paid. You have identified numerous shell corporations that didn't have any real business purpose except to funnel money. Do you believe that 1023 form is correct, that Joe Biden took actions in exchange for money, for millions of dollars for him and Hunter? And where is that money? Where did that money go?
I do believe that it's very likely that happened, because what we saw in Romania was consistent with what the oligarch from Ukraine alleged. We saw soon after Joe Biden left Romania with foreign aid, then the family less than 2 weeks later started getting wired.